Jennifer and Courtney were three-year-old twins, and they were excited about preschool. In fact, they were so excited they got up in the middle of the night in their Omaha, Nebraska home, walked out of their house to make the six-block walk to school. Well, all this while, their parents were sound asleep. You say, wasn't that cute? No. See, snow was everywhere that night. The temperature was 9 below 0. The girls were reported missing at 4:04 a.m. after family members awoke to find this light on and the door open. Two police officers started driving the route to school, hoping that they'd find the girls before it was too late. At one point, their squad car was stopped by the ice on a steep hill, and they were stopped right in front of this alley, which they decided to investigate. And there they found these little footprints, then three tan boots, no bigger than the palm of the officer's hand. And finally, they found barefoot Courtney wearing an open coat and kneeling beside her sister Jennifer, who was face down in the snow, wearing socks, but no coat. And even though Jennifer was near death when they found her, both the girls miraculously survived. If someone hadn't come looking for them, though, they would have died. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what no religion can do for you. Two little girls, lost, dying, and they wouldn't have made it back home themselves. Their only hope was for someone to look for them and find them. Well, it's always that way for someone who's lost, including you and me. See, lost is actually a word in the Bible that's used to describe our spiritual condition. It's because, as the Bible says, each of us has wandered away from God, like sheep. See, we're created to have our life revolve around our Creator, but we've all decided to have it revolve around ourselves instead. And that wandering has taken us away from the home we were made for, a personal love relationship with the one who made us. We're lost. We're away, ultimately dying. Look, if you're honest with yourself right now, maybe the word lost pretty much describes how you're feeling. Well, our word for today from the Word of God, Luke 19:10, is awfully good news. Speaking of Jesus, it says, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus is God come looking for you, a lost child that he loves very much. Notice he did exactly what those police officers did for those little girls. Seeking, saving. Those girls had nothing to do with their own rescue. Their only hope was a rescuer coming for them and saving them. Like you and me. Here's a simple fact. You cannot find God. God has to find you. And that's pretty radical. It means that all our religious efforts to get to God, whatever your religion, all our self-improvement will not get us home to a God whose standard is perfection. A lost child doesn't find himself. He or she gets found by the rescuer. All our spirituality, all our ceremonies, all our services, all our attempts to complete ourselves by finding God through spiritual searching or exercises still leave us lost. According to the Bible, we are that little girl, hopelessly lost, face down in the snow, about to die spiritually. And Jesus is that policeman coming to where we are to rescue us. But this rescue involves eternal death, the price tag for our sin. And this rescue cost the rescuer his life as Jesus died on that cross, taking all the punishment and the hell that you and I deserve. And the rescuer comes right now to where you are to bring you home from your lostness. Your role is to put yourself totally in the hands of Jesus, the only one who paid the price to bring you back. You're finally home. When you tell Jesus, you're putting your total trust in him to be your personal rescuer from your personal sin. If you're ready to trust Jesus Christ to be your Savior, go to our website and check out there how to be sure you've begun your relationship with him. It's anewstory.com. Or you can talk with us. Text us at 442-244-WORD. You'll never find your Creator. You're lost. But he's found you at the cost of his life. Now, let him bring you home before it's too late.